From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama apologizes for the bombing of an Afghan hospital. President Obama Wednesday called to apologize to the head of the medical charity Doctors Without Borders for the accidental U.S. bombing of the group's hospital in the embattled Afghan city of Kunduz Saturday that killed 22. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama spoke with the group's president, Joanne Liu.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
Mr. Obama also called Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to express his condolences for the loss of life and commend Afghan forces for their bravery in the fight against the Taliban. Meanwhile, Doctors Without Borders Executive Director Jason Cohn called Wednesday for an independent probe of the hospital bombing.
The facts and circumstances of this attack must be investigated independently and impartially, particularly given the inconsistencies in the U.S. and Afghan accounts of what happened over recent days. We cannot rely only on internal military investigations by the U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces.
The group said the attack could be considered a war crime. The World Health Organization Wednesday said the three hardest-hit West African countries recorded their first week with no new or existing cases of Ebola since the outbreak was acknowledged more than 18 months ago. Over 11,000 died in the epidemic. But the WHO warns that more than 500 contacts remain under surveillance in Guinea. Sierra Leone released its last Ebola patient September 28, but must wait 42 days until it can be declared Ebola-free. Liberia received the declaration for a second time in early September. This is VOA News.